Ken Wilkinson. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'll ask you one question. You know, you're going on there about loyalism, condemn it.
You're with the PUP, Ken.
Yes. What proof have you got that loyalists put these out?
What proof have we got?
Yeah. When you accuse someone of something, you know, anyone can put things out. We've seen in the past where people have tried to demonise certain sections of our community. What proof have you got that loyalists, paramilitaries, put them out?
Well, have you seen the leaflets?
I did, yes.
Well, who do you think put them out?
I haven't a clue, but you seem to. You're accusing loyalism. And another thing, Stephen, have a look at the good work that's going on within loyalist areas. From ex-political prisoners, tremendous work. And I heard another guy coming on there saying loyalism is irrelevant. That's a big mistake. The government is even excluding loyalism from these talks. How can you exclude people from the talks who were part of the problem? They have to be part of the solution.
Ken, here's
not agree.
Ken, here's the score. I think quite a few people understand that people have a past in Northern Ireland and that they need to be brought into society and they need to be embraced and they need to be helped. But there's a huge difference between people who have a past now trying to lead a decent life and those people who are still gangsters, who are still terrorising communities, who are still terrorising businessmen,
Stephen,
collecting protection money, etc.
I condemn these people. I have in the past. I do a lot of work on
So here's
a
question.
People.
You asked me a question, Ken. Let me ask you a question. Why has the UDA and the UVF not disbanded?
Has the IRA disbanded? Has the Republican movements all disbanded? Just watch what's coming up shortly.
Why have they not...
Let me finish too. One other thing you're talking about...
Hold on. Why have they not disbanded, Ken?
Because they're trying their very best too. But what help are they getting? What help are they getting? Condemning. Condemnation. You never do a programme about all the good work that's going on the ground. The issues of tackling drugs and all. Stephen, I asked you several weeks ago to do a programme regarding young people, the issues of drugs, suicide. You told me to come back to me. No one ever came back to me. That is more important than the loss of young lives and a few leaflets that's put out by people who don't even know who put them out.
And you don't think the UDA are peddling drugs, Ken?
I'm not a spokesman for the UDA or anything else. Yeah. I condemn anyone. And it's well known. I have no time for drugs. Stephen, I've had 3 attempts in my life. Not threats. Attempts. House bombed. Car bombed. Cassette bomb. Not verbal threats. Threats at my home where I was attacked. And I condemn the issue of drugs. It's well documented. I don't have any time for a drug fraternity. But what I'm asking to do is recognise the good work that's going on with a lot of ex-combatants who are doing tremendous work within their community and not getting any money, Stephen. I don't get any money for what I do.
And are those ex-combatants, Ken, are they equally as frustrated with those people who are carrying on under the name of some of these paramilitary groups?
Certainly,
to terrorise
sure.
people?
You continue to have our people on. And people saying, you know, about people are relevant within loyalism. There's John Kyle, Dr. John Kyle, does tremendous work connected with the PUP. Billy Hutchison, Russell Watton, Julian Corr. And they take a lot of sticks from a lot of people because of who they represent. But it's time that people started giving credit on the ground to people who are doing tremendous work.
You would know the Shankill Road area well, Ken, wouldn't you?
I would, yes.
Are you aware that there was a young man put out of the area within the last 2 weeks?
Am I aware? By whom?
Well, he was threatened and told to get out of the area.
By whom?
By paramilitaries, Ken.
Who said it was paramilitaries?
Are you aware of the...
The drug fraternity have a powerful hold in this country.
Are you aware of the protection money that's still being collected on the Shankill Road?
No.
No?
And if there's proof of that, we're going to give it to PSNI.
You're not aware of it?
What I'm saying to you, Stephen, and I can't be any clearer. If there's proof of these things...
I know, of course you're saying that, but I'm asking you, are you aware of it?
I'm not, no.
No.
If I was, I would condemn it. And I do condemn it. But what I keep repeating, Stephen, and you keep coming back at, I'm asking you to do a programme. And I take you to the areas of North East, South and West Belfast, where tremendous work has been done on the ground by ex-combatants, ex-political prisoners, who are getting nothing for it, who put their neck on the line. And there's no money, no funding getting into them. Down in this area of Antrim here, and in round Randallstown and other places, the tremendous work that has been done on the ground with people is unbelievable.
I'm not disputing that, Ken. Ken, I'm not disputing that.
But you never... When do you ever do a programme on it, Stephen? You know, and we talk about loyalism. We'll have half the IRA Army Council sitting in government. You know, have they got a past? We'll have a certain gentleman at the border.
I don't think there's anybody, Ken, as I said a matter of minutes ago, questioning whether people who have a past should be able to be part of our current society. Of course they should be. And we get that. We understand that. I'm trying to distinguish, Ken, between those people who have left their past behind and are now trying to improve the lives of the community around them.
When do you ever recognise it, Stephen? When have you done a programme on it?
Well, I think that's fair cop.
When have you ever done a programme? And I take it to people.
I think, Ken,
people's lives.
I think you're right. And I think it is my bad that we haven't done that.
I think it's long overdue. And I also ask you, Stephen, now there's a thing on the Shankill Road, Alternatives. The tremendous work that they have done over the years to stop beatings, kneecappings and shootings and everything else. Tremendous work. And recognised right across the policing board. Everyone has recognised the good work that they're doing. Have you ever visited? Have you ever spoke to the directors of it? And as I said, Stephen, there's a lot of important things, and I ask you to do that programme regarding the youth.
We need to do that, Ken. We do need to do that, and you're right. And it's my fault that we haven't done it.
Well, I appreciate the time that you've given me. I have said what I want to say.
Well, actually, there's a caller wants to speak to you, Ken. Stay there. We'll get the news, then we'll come back in just a second. Stay there.
That's fine.
Now, the news from the BBC.
More than £3 million worth of drugs have been seized in an operation by the PSNI in 2 months. Operation Taurus began in September and targeted street-level dealers. Police came under attack from a crowd of around 20 people throwing bricks and bottles in West Belfast. It happened on Saturday night as they responded to calls about a stolen car being driven recklessly. And the Communities Minister says plans to regenerate a former army barracks in Ballymena could turn the area into an economic powerhouse. News in full is coming up at 10 o'clock.
Okay, Tina, thank you very much indeed. 030 30 80 55 55. John, morning, John.
All right, Stephen.
You want to speak to Ken Wilkinson? Say good morning to him.
Good morning, Ken.
Are you still there, Ken?
I am, yes.
Good man. Go ahead, John.
You're probably busy speaking to Barbie, are we? Could you get more sense out of Barbie than will you?
Is that right?
Well, John, what's your point?
The point is, he's not only doesn't know whether that was Lawrence or not to put them leaflets out.
Do you know?
Ken, this is coming from a Protestant. Give your head a shake, will you?
You know, you need to get yours with the way you talk. Tell us, what have you contributed to your community? What do you do within your community?
Stop being a head case.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you a straight and civil question. You're the person who's coming on and insulting me. You know, I do a lot of work with them in my community. I try my very best. And all I'm asking of is proof. If you're going to take someone to court, you have to have the evidence. You have to have the proof. Would you not, John? Have you no answers?
I think John's dropped off. We'll see if we can.
I think he had dropped off first thing.
We'll see if we can get him back. Stay there, Ken. Jamie in Malyle. Morning, Jamie.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Jamie.
I think I've called in earlier on or texted in, but Ken has made a good bulk of what I was going to say. First of all, I condemn these leaflets. But no disrespect to you, Stephen. Once again this morning, I think you've went off on a bit of a tandem here, and maybe not even realised it yourself. I mean, let's face it. As Ken said, anybody could have put these posters up. My wee lad's 10. He could type that out in the computer and post them up. Now, from that there, yourself this morning has brought in loyalist paramilitaries into this. You've went off from that and you've brought up protection rackets.
Yep.
You've went off from that and you've brought into it community groups.
That's right.
All that there over a poster that as Ken has said, I don't know who put them up. Ken doesn't know who put them up. You've openly admitted you don't know who put them posters up. But from not knowing anything about them, once again, loyalist paramilitaries, protection money, and loyalist community groups has been brought in. Is there any reason for that?
Right. Well, Jimmy, the posters are not related in any way to some of the community groups and loyalist paramilitaries that I've been talking about in recent weeks. So they're two separate things, okay? But what we're doing is a program, and you'll hear some of this tomorrow, and you'll hear another interview later in the week, is we are looking very, very closely at what loyalist paramilitaries are doing.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
And I totally understand
that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, Stephen. Now, you're saying you're looking at what loyalist paramilitaries are doing.
Correct.
So what are you saying? You know that loyalist paramilitaries is putting these posters up?
I'm not talking about the posters. I've just told you I'm not talking about the posters.
No, but earlier on in your show, Stephen, regarding these posters, you have brought loyalist paramilitaries into it. Why would you do that when you have admitted you don't know who put the posters up? Why would you do it? Why would you bring it into it? Why would you bring protection money into it on a story to do with posters?
Well, because we're not just, I've tried to say this to you, we're not just talking about these posters. What we're talking about, Alan McQuillan, who was on earlier, he used to be the man who tried to strip the assets off people who were involved in gangsterism, Jamie. And yep. he brought up the loyalist paramilitaries, and he brought up his concern, as he sees it, that some of these paramilitaries find their way into some of these community groups.
And
then when they get into the community groups, what happens? They get money.
But Stephen, your story was about the poster, Stephen.
No, I'm trying to tell you. I'll for a third time.
I understand
two different
what you're saying,
stories,
Stephen.
Jamie. Two different stories.
You need to sort out why you're bringing all these issues in when this started with a poster, which I condemn, by the way, Stephen.
Yeah.
I condemn it.
The poster's
disgusting.
You
went off on a tandem after that.
Tangent.
Yes. You know, it's getting relentless now.
Certainly
absolutely
is.
Absolutely, as Ken has said, it is getting relentless.
Yep, it certainly is. And we're doing more of it this week.
What's your agenda, Stephen? What is your agenda?
What's our agenda as a programme? We are looking...
Against loyalism. What is your agenda against loyalism? Don't stop.
No agenda against loyalism.
Well,
whatsoever.
I'll tell you what. I would say 85% of people listening to your show on a daily basis would disagree. If you take the last month, for example. As Ken already said there, made a very good point. And Ken is not the only one who has done it. Jim Wilson has done it on a number of occasions, invited you out to numerous things, and you've yet to do it, but you've no problem every single this last load of weeks running loyalism into the ground. But Ken is not the only one who has invited you to come out and see. He's not the only one.
Well, now, how have I run loyalism into the ground, Jimmy? Now, let's just have a friend
of loyalism lately. Now, you're not going to tell us on the radio
I don't think gangsters and drug dealers.
Are you saying all loyalists are gangsters and drug dealers?
Well, if you let me finish the sentence, I don't think gangsters and drug dealers are loyalists. I don't think they're friends of loyalists. And I think loyalists would find gangsters and drug dealers and those people who intimidate people and shoot people in the knees and force them out of areas and do all that kind of stuff. I think decent loyalists would find that just as abhorrent as anyone else.
Of course.
So what are you on about then?
You know, Stephen, I've made it perfectly clear. Everything you've
You're actually starting to wind me up, and I promised myself I wouldn't get wound up this week.
Maybe sometimes the truth hurts a wee bit.
No, the truth doesn't hurt, because you're talking complete and utter nonsense. So
you haven't been concentrating bad publicity against loyalism for the last month.
So what we've been doing over the last month, Jimmy, is we have been looking at an individual called Dee Stitt. Dee Stitt, BBC Spotlight programme, says he is a leader of the UDA. That's what we've been doing. Dee Stitt of Homeland Security fame. So don't start to talk nonsense that I've been criticising or running down loyalist communities, because it's just not true.
It's not true. Well, then why have you not took Ken or Jim Wilson up on their offers on Ping Time? Why have you not done that?
To be honest, I should have done. And I haven't, and I need to do it. So, I'll take that in the chin. No problem at all. But I'm telling you now, yes, I will go out. Yes, I will look at the good work that's being done in both communities. I invited Charter NI, by the way, because they do fantastic work. I invited Charter NI to bring me out and let me see the good work they do. They said they'd get back to me. They haven't got back to me yet.
The same way you didn't get back to Ken or Jim Wilson?
I've said to the Northern Ireland executive that if there are projects within the Social Investment Fund and they want to let me see some of the good work that's being done, no problem. I'm ready to go. I'll go out and do it. But I'm telling you now, we're going to keep on behalf of law-abiding, decent people in this country. Well, do we know? We're going to keep on just looking under the skin of how paramilitaries are continuing to operate in Northern Ireland. Are they really being taken on by the police, Jimmy?
Maybe next month, Stephen, you'll look under the skin of republicanism.
Yep. We're planning to do that too.
Well, listen, we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. That's all we'll say. We'll wait and see that.
Stay there. I think Rob in Belfast wants to speak to you. Morning, Rob.
Stephen, good morning. First and foremost, I want to say to Ken that I recognise a lot of the work that he has done over the years personally. I think that he has played a pivotal role in moving communities away from conflict. However, let's go back to these leaflets, because there's been a lot of deflection here this morning. And that deflection has arisen in the form of accusations levied against you, that you somehow are a biased broadcaster in the way that you do business. And I would say that that is completely untrue. Sometimes you wake me up, but to levy that accusation at you, it's not true. These are public interest stories. These are issues that are happening with all of our communities that we're becoming very, very annoyed about. You know, we're 18 years on here. We've had this conversation many, many times. And yet, the good people on the ground, and I would say that those loyalists who have moved away from their past are getting... I'm trying to use the right terminology, are getting really, really annoyed with those who use gangsterism for their own ends. And by the very structures of how these organisations work, things like those posters would not go out in those communities without the say-so of paramilitary groupings. That's how they operate. So on one hand, I recognise the good work that is happening, but also what needs to be recognised is the gangsters who wear a suit during the day and a balaclava at night.
Do you want to respond to that, Ken?
Pardon?
Do you want to respond to that?
Well, as I said, you know, every bot one's getting painted with a broad brushstroke. You know, whenever I hear loyal, I'm a loyalist. I'm very proud to be a loyalist, and I have a lot of good loyalist friends who do tremendous work, Stephen. But whenever, and I thank Rob there for compliment me on some of the work that I do. But I take this on, and I take everything in the chin. But as I said, don't please paint all of us with the same brush.
I don't think that's what's being done, Ken. I honestly don't. I think some people will view it in that manner.
But Rob, all I asked for was the proof. And then we had another guy who came on the back of it, which said loyalism was irrelevant. If we hadn't have entered into negotiations in 95, 96, we wouldn't have had the peace process, we wouldn't have had the assembly.
Now, I understand, Ken, that why people are angry and why people are annoyed this morning and have been for the last number of years because of the peace process. People, very much so, put the hand of friendship out. There was a release of loyalist paramilitary and Republican paramilitary prisoners. There were so many concessions made in order to make that process work. It had to happen for it to work. But today, there is no longer loyalists who use the name of loyalism for their own ends. And they are annoying those who are doing good work within their communities. They are detracting from the good work. And those are the people that those who have influence within the loyalist community should be bringing information forward to the PSNRI to put those people behind bars. Because what they are doing is detracting from the work that you do, Ken, and the work that
Rob,
all across these communities.
And I just listened to some statistics earlier on, and we're talking about the PSNRI. In the last couple of months, there's been somewhere in the region of £3 million worth of drugs taken out of our society. And I compliment the PSNI. And ask a PSNI sitting the PCSP. And it's through the general public giving that information. There is good, there is that work going on.
Here's Mark, last call on this, then we're going to move on. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Mark.
Couple of points. If these so-called loyalist organisations are legal, UDA, UVF, whatever you want to call them.
They're not legal.
They're
illegal.
They're not prescribed organisations. UDA is not prescribed.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Well,
yes, it is.
Well, if it is, why aren't the leaders rounded up? The police know who they are, strutting about with their fake tans and jewellery, intimidating their own community. Loyalism? The only loyalty is crime, Stephen. The dogs in the street know it. Absolute shambles. The time the PSNI took the handcuffs off, or put them on, more likely, take the kick gloves off, go after them. Lock them up. It's time to leave the stage.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Ken Wilkinson, thank you very much indeed.